Solving problems with your farming operation and noting where you can make improvements is a whole lot easier when you can retrieve data from a precision ag product. You want a system that ensures every pass across the field is documented and integrated into the equipment. You don't have to think about it. It just happens without a lot of fuss and effort. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says to have your goals in mind when choosing a platform, but you can't foresee everything you're going to want to do with the data.
I think that there is all sorts of analyses and things that we're able to extract value out of data that you find out long after you've been collecting it. And so I think even before you identify all the goals you could possibly have with collecting data, step one is just to make sure you're getting it, right? And that just starts with choosing the right player, the right platform.
The learning curve when adopting a digital strategy can be steep for farmers. Do your research and start with the tools you're comfortable with. It can be as simple as your phone.
Everybody uses apps. It's a really low barrier of entry. And so that's a great place to get started with your data. Make sure you have a platform that is available right on the mobile phone that you carry around every day. And generally, it'll grow with you as you become more comfortable with more advanced tools. The opportunity is there to go deeper and deeper and sit down at a desktop and do really in-depth analysis. So I would say the platforms will continue to grow and mature. And as you continue to grow more comfortable, you can go deeper with the tool sets that are made available.
Once you've chosen a platform to invest in, make sure it'll work with your existing equipment for data compatibility and file formats. Learn more about getting started in ag technology data at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the U.S. opposes Israeli military action in the Gaza city of Rafah. But ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv says some fighting has begun.
Israel launched a ground operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The IDF saying it killed 20 members of Hamas and found three operational tunnel shafts. And they have taken control of the critical Rafah crossing.
At the same time, there are still ongoing talks for a ceasefire in Cairo. Today, President Biden will speak at the Holocaust Memorial Museum, the White House announcing steps it's going to take to combat anti-Semitism in the U.S. There's a tornado warning in effect for parts of Illinois and Missouri, including St. Louis. There were 16 reported tornadoes across six states Monday. Severe weather blamed for one death in Oklahoma. And former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trials continues today in New York. This is ABC News. Another American's been arrested in Russia. Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black accused of beating a woman and robbing her during a visit to Russia to see a girlfriend. A court in eastern Russia ordering him held until at least July. In Moscow, Vladimir Putin being sworn in for his fifth term as president.
He knows the drill. He's been here before. The inauguration ceremony for Vladimir Putin in the Grand Kremlin Palace. This one, just a few months short of a quarter century as Russia's leader. With his hand on a copy of the Constitution, he begins another run as president. Already the longest-serving leader since Stalin, he's constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years in 2030. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And a lock of Beethoven's hair, providing new clues on how the musical genius died. Researchers finding high levels of lead and arsenic, which may have been found in cheap wine. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry, who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to... Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get to around 71 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A chance of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high right around 70. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Now, this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Non-protesting UW-Madison students met with Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin and other members of the administration Monday. The Daily Cardinal reports the students shared personal experiences of intimidation, harassment, and anti-Semitism they experienced from encampment protesters and outside agitators. The fight over Wisconsin's wolf management strategies continues as a lawsuit against the Department of Natural Resources is dismissed. Dane County Judge Monday threw out a challenge by the Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance that the Natural Resources Board failed to follow open meetings laws while putting together the management plan. And a teacher in Hudson has been charged for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. School officials and police were tipped off to the alleged relationship between Madison Bergman and a fifth grader when the boy's parents found intimate text messages between the two. Bergman is on leave. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the 1st of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the 1st of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Be on the lookout for counterfeit money here in Western Wisconsin. That's the warning from Western Wisconsin law enforcement. After someone used a $100 bill that was fake to buy a low-cost item from a garage sale over the weekend. Police are adding that an incident happened not only in Eau Claire, but also in Chippewa Falls. Now, police are advising residents to be careful and examine the larger bills should you be having a garage sale or yard sale this summer. Now, a suspect in the incident in Chippewa Falls, however, has been identified. Public health managers are now making it easier to track opioid trends in Western Wisconsin. Eau Claire County's Joint Health Department has launched a dashboard to help people track opioid use, opioid deaths, and trends. The idea is to put all of the opioid information in one place. That includes a portion of the dashboard that tracks prevention and harm reduction, like how to keep opioid pain pills safe and out of the hands of people who are looking to abuse them. Prosecutors are now filing charges against an Eau Claire man. Jeremy Schultz has been accused of abusing a young girl for years. Investigators say the abuse started when the girl was 5 or 6 and continued until she was 14. Now, Schultz is looking at first-degree sexual assault of a child charges. He's due back in court next month. A Dane County judge has tossed a lawsuit that accuses the Wisconsin DNR of listening to wolf hunting groups too much in the state's new wolf hunt management plan. The Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife sued the Wisconsin DNR for meeting with groups that support wolf hunting. The DNR met with the groups outside of the normal wolf management plan hearing process, but there were not enough DNR members to make it an official meeting. The Friends lawsuit sought to toss whatever information was shared. Ultimately, the judge said, though, there was no open meeting violations, and the judge rejected claims of due process and administrative process and procedure violations. The judge says the Friends didn't cite any evidence of what they were calling discrimination. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
More information has come to light about the alleged inappropriate conduct that ended with an elementary teacher in Hudson being placed on administrative leave. Rivercrest Elementary School principal met with parents yesterday. He said the parents of a fifth grade student claimed 24-year-old teacher Madison Bergman was exchanging text messages with their child, describing making out with the student and other sexually suggestive messages. Bergman is now facing criminal charges. Minnesota lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would set new restrictions on the way firearms are stored. The Minnesota House approved a measure Thursday that would make it a crime to store, keep, or leave a firearm in any place unless the gun is unloaded and equipped with a locking device or locked in a firearm storage locked gun room. Proponents of the bill hope it would help keep guns out of the hands of children. That legislation is now moving on to the Senate. Wisconsin lawmakers are going to look into diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts across the state. The state's Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing today on a proposed DEI audit. The Republican-controlled legislature has made no secret of its dislike of diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, particularly on UW campuses. The Republican Assembly Speaker has called DEI the new religion of the left. Lawmakers famously held back $32 million from the university that was supposed to be spent on DEI positions. Republicans say that money should be spent on getting people back to work. Mount Pleasant is getting ready to host the president again. President Biden is planning a visit to the old Foxconn site Wednesday to celebrate Microsoft's development there. Microsoft bought nearly 1,500 acres at the old site, and the company plans to use the land for a new data center. There's no word yet what President Biden will do or say. Democrats in Wisconsin panned the original Foxconn deal when President Trump came to Mount Pleasant back in 2017. Governor Evers then negotiated a new deal with Foxconn and has paid the company its tax benefits for the last few years. A Wausau educator is in custody and accused of bringing drugs on a local middle school property. John Muir Middle School math teacher, 23-year-old Navan Larson, was arrested and will go to court Friday. The Wausau Police Department says a school resource officer received information that Larson may have cocaine in his car. A K-9 unit searched the vehicle, and a search of the car did find a baggie of suspected cocaine. Initial tests of the substance are positive. The police say that they don't believe students were involved. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Tickets for the new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago are now on sale. The second daily round-trip trains, named the Borealis, will start running on May 21st. The Wisconsin station seeing the extra stops do include Toma, La Crosse, Winona, and Red Wing. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, senior, and military personnel and families. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum invites you to Prairie Days, a 50th anniversary cast reunion of Little House on the Prairie, May 10th and 11th at Villa Belisa Winery, Pepin. Cast members attending include Wendy Lou Lee, Dean Butler, Charlotte Stewart, and more. Have dinner with the cast May 10th at 6:30, and there's also a VIP breakfast with the cast May 11th. For ticket information, visit eventbrite.com and search for 2024 Prairie Days, Pepin, Wisconsin. It's Prairie Days, May 10th and 11th in Pepin.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Minnesota Timberwolves cruised to a 106-80 win over the Denver Nuggets in Game 2 of the Western Conference Semifinals at Ball Arena. Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns tied with a team-high 27 points to help the Wolves take a commanding 2-0 series lead over the defending champions. The Wolves have won all six of their games this postseason. Game 3 will be played in Minnesota on Friday. The Minnesota Twins held the Seattle Mariners to just three hits during a 3-1 win at Target Field. The game was tied at one entering the bottom of the second when Christian Vasquez hit the go-ahead sacrifice fly. Griffin Jacks earns the win in relief. Minnesota is now in second place in the AL Central. Bailey Ober starts for the Twins against Seattle tonight. The Minnesota Golden Gopher basketball team will bolster its roster. Former Texas San Antonio forward Trey Edmonds announced yesterday he would transfer to Minnesota. Edwards averaged 7 points and 3.5 rebounds in 32 starts with the Roadrunners last season. High school baseball from yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From the Dunn St. Croix yesterday, it was Boyceville defeating Durand 10-9. Mondovi over Plum City Elmwood 12-1. Spring Valley defeats Glenwood City 10-2. Elk Mound over Colfax 10-0. Middle Border Conference boys baseball yesterday. New Richmond blows out Somerset 22-0. Meanwhile, it was Altoona over Bloomer, 15-3. Prescott, they defeat West Salem, 7-3. Girls softball yesterday in the Darlin Conference. Pepin Elma over Osseo Fairchild, 8-7. Gale Electric Trempolo loses to Cochran Fountain City, 3-1. Dunn St. Croix Conference girls softball yesterday. Glenwood City over Spring Valley, 14-9. Colfax edges Elk Mound, 7-6. And it was Duranda over Boyceville, 5-1. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our website at realcountry1430.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Royals rallied for a 3-2 win over the Brewers to open their three-game series at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Michael Massey homered and Michael Garcia singled in a pair of runs in a three-run seventh for the Royals. The Brewers managed just three hits in the loss, one of the three, a two-run homer from Gary Sanchez.
You got to get some runners in scoring position. You know, Sanchez gave us a big lift. We did have some good at-bats. The kid was really tough. A lot of credit to that kid. He threw the ball great. Salvi was great riding him through. It was really great. Yeah. So credit to him.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Bryce Wilson tossed six scoreless innings on the mound. Jared Koenig got the loss in relief. Game two of that series is tonight. The Packers are adding three tryout players from the weekend, including Iowa State wide receiver Dimitri Stanley, who is the son of former Packer wideout Walter Stanley. They've also reportedly adding Albany receiver Julian Hicks and guard Lasitas Smith. The Packers will have to release three players to make room on the roster. New defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley met with reporters on Monday and said he's excited about what's going on right now.
You love coming to work every day right now. I mean, for me, it's just football again. And these guys are so bought in. And like I said, give Coach LaFleur and these guys credit. I mean, this team is driven right now. And that's not saying we're going to do this or we're going to do that down the road, but you got a chance. You come in and you're doing what these players are doing every day, you got a chance. So I'm fired up about that.
NBA playoffs. Minnesota beat Denver 106-80 to go up 2-0 in that Western Conference semifinal. In the East, the Knicks grab game one from Indiana 121-117. For the second time in three seasons, the Blackhawks will reportedly play an exhibition at Fiserv. The Hawks are set to play the St. Louis Blues in an exhibition on October the 5th. NHL last night, Boston grabbed game one of their series with the Florida Panthers, winning by a score of 5-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. N73124 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
Forecast for today, clouds, showers, and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Highs near 70, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 35. Tonight, 40% chance of evening thunderstorms, partly cloudy late, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of thunderstorm in the afternoon. We'll have highs in the low 70s. Currently across the region, we do have areas of showers and storms. Pepin 58, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson, all at 57. Plum City 56, Mondovian O'Galley at 55 here at WRDN. Have those showers 57 with Jason Aldean and try that in a small town. Good morning, it's 7:23.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough? Well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down.
I like it, I love it, I want some more. A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
A deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank Him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate. I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water. The dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistle in the wind. That'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. We turn the dirt and work until the week's done. We take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God's country. My time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton and God's Country, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy Tuesday. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have any birthdays or anniversaries you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and send us a message that way as well. This morning, we hope to have some folks from the Prairie Days in during the 9 o'clock hour, as we'll be chatting about the 50th reunion of some of the cast members from Little House on the Prairie. That's going to be happening this Friday and Saturday in Pepin. That's kind of cool. And so we're going to talk with some folks from Prairie Days here coming up this morning, hopefully during the 9 o'clock hour as well. This morning, we'll tell you about a new sponsor for a college football game. This is kind of weird. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Hope you enjoyed the weather yesterday. Wow. It was very, very nice. Yesterday, actually, when I got home, normally I'll sit outside for a bit with the two girls, Cookie and Daphne.
the two dogs, the terror. I considered Daphne like a little terrorist because she's always sneaking up on Cookie and attacking her from behind all the time. But yesterday, and Cookie's been still recovering from some surgery that we had to do. Apparently, it looks like Cookie's finally starting to bounce back. Let the dogs outside where they're just kind of, you know, we're enjoying the sun. And a cat shows up, and the two dogs, both of them, oh my word, invaders. Yeah, that was interesting, trying to get both of them to come back. Yeah, it's like, be careful. You better be careful there, girls. You'll get a face full of claws, and you won't like that, that's for sure. But we had a nice time sitting outside, enjoying the nice weather. We won't be doing that today. I can tell you the two princesses will not want to go outside with all of the rain that we have, because heaven forbid their paws will get wet. But we'll give you the details here with our weather forecast coming up.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Treat mom to a delicious feast during the Mother's Day Buffet at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill this Sunday. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will be serving their delicious broasted chicken with baked ham, beef roast, salad bar, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, serving from 10:45 to 3:30. For takeouts and reservations, call 715-672-8874. 715-672-8874. It's the Mother's Day Buffet this Sunday at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. Olson Farm Greenhouses are open, and the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Remember Mom for Mother's Day. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, highs near 70, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 35. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and storms early, partly cloudy late, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. We'll have highs in the low 70s. Currently across the region, we do have some showers and storms continuing to move through. Pepin 58, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson 57, Plum City 56, Mondovi and O'Galley 55. Here at WRDN, we still have some light rain and 57 with Toby Keith and How Do You Like Me Now? It's 7:38.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off the
Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I
hope this is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes I'm falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch they're burning higher, two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Fall asleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever. And it just keeps on getting better, with every tender little kiss. And nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jerry Clark and Emotional Girl, and good morning, 7:51. I'm Brian Winnikins, and listening for Mike Adams. He's in this week, filling in for Jesse Allen, who's going to be the new daddy on AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, here's a fish story. This is something not as big as this happened to Brianna and I when she was a lot younger, and we were fishing over in the Warrens area, but a Kentucky angler found himself in Texas to try to reel in some massive monsters. Art Weston, he's a world record fisherman, was at Sam Rayburn Lake. He wanted to try to catch a record-setting gar. Now, I've never caught a gar before, but he was fishing, and while fishing on Sam Rayburn Lake, he reeled in not a gar, but a 200-pound alligator snapping turtle. Oh, my word. Cut the line and run away. After spending pretty much nearly about 20, 30 minutes trying to get the snapping turtle in, he said, well, they had to, the snapping turtle's protected, but they had to protect themselves to make sure that the snapping turtle was put back into the water. Look at those snappers, right? Because they removed the hook and avoided losing a finger. I'm sure the turtle wasn't exactly too happy about that. They actually took a picture of this thing, and it's got to be at least 100 years old or more. It was just huge, 200 pounds. But Brianna and I, back in the day when she was a little younger, we were fishing up in Warrens at some friends, at a friend's cranberry marsh. And they had the big pond with the water that they store and keep for, that they use then during the harvest and that sort of thing. Brianna had caught a really nice bass. We had it on the stringer. And suddenly, and I had the stringer attached to a lawn chair, and suddenly the chair starts going into the water. I pull on the stringer to get the bass back, and there was a big giant snapping turtle on the end of that going, thank you for lunch. And then about 20 minutes later, Brianna had another, what she thought was a big fish, and no, it was a giant snapping turtle. And I said, no, sweetheart, we're not going to try to pull that in. we're gonna get it as close to the shore as possible, and then I'm cutting the line, because no, we're not losing fingers.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Celebrate mom with the Cottage of Durand. The cottage has beautiful outdoor plants and planters, hanging baskets, fresh flowers, candy, and jewelry that will make mom feel extra special this year. Call the cottage today to pre-order your arrangement so it can be reserved for delivery or picked up before Mother's Day. The cottage is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Fresh flowers and candy on any budget from the cottage, downtown Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
You can do it all by yourself. Maybe Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Remember when I was young and so were you. Time stood still, and love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when? Vowed the vows and walked the walk, gave our hearts, made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when? Old ones died and new were born, and life was changed. Disassembled, rearranged, we came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Sound of little feet was music. We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember. 30 seems so old now, looking back. It's just a stepping stone to where we are.